The Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 116, Calusi. There is peace throughout the galaxy as Jimmy and Luke's hometown prepares for the local and European elections. But on a balmy Tuesday afternoon / evening, a piece of worthy gossip strikes the buzz hub, so large and so momentous that it throws the remaining weeks until the election completely off course with its awesomeness. Only Jimmy and Luke can discuss these announcements with enough intrigue to make it worthy of your time. And hence, this is the 116th edition
of the show of Jimmy and Luke.
Hello, hello, welcome along.
Welcome along, James.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome along.
May the fourth be with you, and I say may the fourth be with you, despite the fact it's not May the 4th, it's the 30th of April, and everyone was just bamboozled. Basically, there had been sightings around London of Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher early in the week, and people thought, oh, this is exciting stuff, they're all over there for Star Wars, and we will be getting our official...
Harrison Ford's in it.
I'll get to that in a minute. And this
means... You will tell me right now, is he in it?
It's been known for several months that the three were most likely going to be in it, and yesterday it was confirmed that the entire original cast, par maybe Billy Dee Williams, are going to be in Star Wars Episode 7. Which is by far the most exciting part of the story. But I was getting there, and now you've ruined my whole speech. But anyway, so people thought, oh, well, May the 4th is coming up. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars Day, this Sunday. So obviously they'll make the casting announcement on May the 4th. And then they make the casting announcement out of nowhere on April 29th. And it's like, why? Why would you do this to us? At least wait till May the 2nd if you...
It's you when you start to go outside, and then you realize, no.
Yeah.
That's me every day.
Yeah.
My rain. I'll just go back inside.
So they announced it on April 29th. Rather than May 4th. Now, I was like, well, if you don't want to announce it on a Sunday, because people aren't really working on a Sunday, then at least do it on Friday, May 2nd. I just see, or although maybe then they thought people might be too preoccupied with the Amazing Spider-Man 2's US release. I don't know, but it just seems a bit odd to do it on a Tuesday, the 29th, when May the 4th is so close. But anywho, it was still an extraordinary announcement. I got it up on BuzzHub with 3 minutes, but zero traffic. I'll get to some individual points in a minute. First of all, I will read out the cast that was announced yesterday. So this was the announcement. Walt Disney Pictures, Bad Robot, and Lucasfilm are proud to announce the main cast of the upcoming motion picture, Star Wars Episode 7, which is to be released on December 18th, 2014. Actors, here we go. John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, Andy Serkis, Donald Gleeson, and Max von Sydow will join the original stars Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker in the new film. Let's go through them all. John Boyega he's an English actor, he's black, he's going to be the lead, obviously, in this franchise, and the fact that such a major film has got a black lead is a great step forward for Hollywood. It's fantastic news. He was in Attack the Block, the Joe Cornish film, and he's going to be in 24 Live Another Day. I haven't seen him in anything, but I follow him on Twitter, and he seems great. Daisy Ridley, she's obviously the kind of female lead. She is so unfamous that she doesn't even have a Wikipedia page yet. Well, she might now. She didn't last night. So she's a complete newcomer. You can see there's one picture of her available. Just Google Daisy Ridley, and you'll find that one photograph of her. Although I'm sure she's in the big photo that was revealed yesterday as well. Adam Driver is, of course, he's probably the most famous person on this list. Well, no, he's not. He's not. But... yeah. Adam Driver is the star of HBO's Girls. He was in Inside Llewyn Davis in a small role where his most notable contribution to that film was saying, outer space, during Please Mr. Kennedy. You should listen to Please Mr. Kennedy. It's a great song. I'll mention it again in a minute. Adam Driver pretty much confirmed a few weeks ago to be in this film. Apparently, he was up against Hugo Weaving and Michael Fassbender for the main villain role for the entire new trilogy, and he won out... which is surprising, because Fassbender seems like a more attractive name, but Adam Driver's a great actor, so that's exciting stuff. Next up, Oscar Isaac. Now, Oscar Isaac and Adam Driver are not strangers to each other, because they were in Inside Llewyn Davis together, performing Please Mr. Kennedy together. So when Adam Driver was going outer space, Oscar Isaac was, well, singing the chorus along with Justin Timberlake. Oscar Isaac, the lead Inside Llewyn Davis, he is fantastic in that film. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you watch it. Oscar Isaac, what else is he in? He's been in some other films recently. I can't really remember what else, but he's, I can imagine him playing a sort of role of someone's brother, maybe. I don't know. He's a strange actor. He's a very intense actor, just like Adam Driver. Next up, we've got Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis, probably one of the greatest actors of the century. I'm so excited about Andy Serkis being in this film. Andy Serkis, he is Gollum, Caesar, King Kong, Captain Haddock, all of these amazing characters, and now he is in Star Wars, and it is amazing news. I mean, he's not just a great motion capture actor, although, I mean, he is the innovator of that format, but he is also a great actor in his own right. He was in a film, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, about Ian... Oh, God, his name escapes me. Ian... This British punk singer. I'll remember it later. But that was a really... He was really good in that film. So, Andy Serkis, whether he's in it as an actor or in as a motion capture performer, he's still going to be a fantastic addition to this cast. Next up, Donald Gleeson, who's Irish like us, but the fact that in all of the media coverage of this news in Ireland, the only thing that anyone's cared about is that Donald Gleeson is in it in what would probably be quite a minor role annoys me. I am constantly irritated by the Irish fetishism of Irish actors. I think Saoirse Ronan can't act for shit, and people only respect her because she's Irish. Donald Gleeson, meanwhile, is a very good actor, but he shouldn't only be celebrated because of his nationality. He is very good in his own right, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in this. And finally, Max von Sydow, who is obviously going to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi type character, because he's older, he's a veteran actor. Max von Sydow is a wonderful actor. If you want to see him in something more recent, he's been in some great he was in some great films in the 70s, 80s. If you want to see a more recent performance he did, it was in Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, where he played a deaf and dumb man, and that was, is that a politically correct term? He was a speechless and deaf character, and he was great in that. So these are all really great actors, apart from John Boyega and Daisy Ridley, who I have no experience with, but very exciting stuff, very exciting. And of course, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker are all back too. That's of course Harrison Ford, Han Solo. Han Solo is going to be in this movie. That is just so fucking brilliant news. This is amazing news. Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, who is of course C-3PO, Peter Mayhew, who is Chewbacca, and Kenny Baker, who is R2-D2, are all going to be in Star Wars Episode 7. Jimmy, you've been quite silent as I ranted on. How do you feel about... Do you know any of these actors?
I know some of them, but I don't remember what you said, but I think I do.
Okay, well, I'll show you the photo now. This is the photo that was released along with the casting announcement, and let's say, in the last few months, I've been very excited. I would describe myself as having been very excited about three things. J.K. Rowling being announced to write the Fantastic Beasts movie, The Incredibles 2, and this photograph, where basically you get to see the original cast sitting alongside J.J. Abrams, along with all these amazing new actors.
That's really incredible. Awesome.
No, I'm just saying that's another thing I was very excited about. So look at this photo. Right?
I know, I saw it.
Here we've got the... We haven't looked at it in detail.
I have.
We've got John. I've already forgotten his name. John... I had it written in front of me. I'm going to guess John Ortega. John Boyega. Crap, I cannot keep forgetting his name. I'll learn it soon. I always learn their names soon. So there we've got our John Boyega. We've got our Oscar Isaac, who look together in this picture. They're showing from quite a bad angle. It's quite a common thing. They look like Tracy Morgan and James Marsden in this photo. Then next to them is, and they're kind of chatting to Adam Driver. And the way this photo is taken, they're all sitting around in a circle, but it's taken from behind. So, like Donald Gleeson, you can only see the back of his head. Look, poor Donald Gleeson. Man. You can really see the back of his head. I mean, even Mark Hamill is barely visible. Carrie Fisher. I can't even find Carrie Fisher. Oh, there's Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher, she's kind of making... She's prominent because she's got her hand in the air, but she's... Can't see her face. It's pretty bad, but, yeah, so, So John Boyega.
I noticed something right here. That's her back.
Yes.
Why?
That was a mistake. It was a graphical error.
I just noticed that there. Like,
so the what was I talking about? Yeah. So Adam Driver comes out of this photo the best. He's the only one you can really see all of. So he's chatting to John Boyega.
And I'm talking to.
He's chatting to John Boyega and James Marsden. And sitting next to them is Andy Serkis, and he's deep in thought, reading his, going through the script read. This is basically the script read. Oh, I would have loved to be there. So Andy Serkis is there reading his script. And it's what I'm disappointed by is that Jesse Plemons hasn't been cast. Actually, he's one of the big omissions. Because he was rumored for a while to be like a lead role. I imagine that he probably would have gotten an Oscar Isaac's role. But maybe John Boyega's role was intended for
I'm only being quiet because I know
Caucasian.
About this.
Well, I'll just show you the pictures. There's Andy Serkis. You know Andy Serkis.
Yes.
So, and then there's Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker.
That's
Luke Skywalker.
The original.
Yeah, they're all back. The original cast are all back.
I don't believe you.
You don't seem to understand that. Look, I'll show you. Harrison Ford is over here.
That's not Harrison
That's
Ford.
Harrison Ford
That's
chatting to JJ.
Ford.
And look, down here is Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia right
that's
there.
That's not Carrie Fisher.
And that there, that's Chewbacca right there.
That's not Chewbacca.
I love how Chewbacca is reading his script. I mean, what's he going to say in the movie? That's
maybe
Chewbacca.
Maybe he finally finds out how to talk in this movie.
That's Chewbacca, right? That's R2-D2 there. Kenny Baker.
And no, that's not R2-D2.
Yeah, it is. That's R2-D2. No, that's suit.
That's R2-D2. I know R2 when I see him.
That's the suit. That's the actor.
No,
and Anthony Daniels.
Real. Don't ruin it for
and
me.
That's Anthony Daniels there, who plays C-3PO. That's him there.
I know. I saw him.
Fine. Lando Chris.
I met him.
Anyway, so that there is Max von Sydow. He's chatting to Mark Hamill. Then we've got Donald Gleeson talking to Carrie Fisher. Then we got Kenny Baker.
I know he told me.
Wait, you met who?
I met
Anthony Daniels.
Yeah.
All right, everyone met him. And that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'll meet him someday. That's the guy who. What's his name? Peter Mayhew. And then we've got. That is. Oh no! I just realized that's Carrie Fisher. Wait. So that's Kathleen Kennedy.
Yes.
Carrie Fisher and Kathleen Kennedy look quite alike. Kathleen Kennedy's a producer. I think that's Kathleen Kennedy. That's Carrie Fisher. That's Daisy. What's her name? The new one. Daisy. Birkin. Burlow?
I don't know.
Burko? I'll go back and check in a minute. And then we got Harrison Ford, J.J. Abrams. I would like to just sit there between them.
I know.
Him, two of them. I got
know.
So close to meeting J.J. Abrams.
Would you hide inside that suit?
I would, and I'd jump out and I'd like kidnap J.J. and Harrison and take them to a cellar somewhere. And then we've got, Ben, or what is his name, the other producer, I can't remember what his name is. And back to Adam Driver. So what a wonderful photograph. I just love that photo so much. And wait, now I'll check. So what did I say? Daisy. So we got John Boyega and Daisy Ridley. Daisy Ridley. And I think that's all I have to say about Star Wars. Is it? Is that all I have to say about Star Wars? Yeah. So I just spent, I think, 20 minutes. How long did I spend? 12, 13 minutes talking about Star Wars casting news. I think is more than enough. So.
And practically 13 minutes of silence from here.
So let's talk about other stuff. We're going to do a new segment now. It's called This Week in Jimmy and Luke Show History, right? So this week, last year, our episode was 55, I Am Iron Man. We talked about Iron Man 3, which was released this week last year. Wow, episode 55. How many episodes ago was that? That was 61 episodes ago.
Cool.
So we've doubled our episode count in a year. That is fascinating. Well, anyway, so we talked about Iron Man 3 and the protection of life during pregnancy bill, which was also brought in that week. So that's all exciting stuff.
That is not exciting.
So yesterday, Jimmy and I attended a function. And at the function, and also Kian and Johnny and Michael, we're all there too. And at the function, we were presented with, amongst other items, origami dragons.
Yeah.
Now, it was claimed that these were not dragons. They were, in fact, swans or doves.
They were swans.
Swans.
They are swans.
Swans.
They are swans.
Swans.
I saw the dragon once. They actually have the legs for the dragon. Okay, well. These are swans.
Well, they were
they were swans. Say dragons, and I will punch your phone.
I turned one into a dragon. Okay, they were
how?
Swans.
How did you turn it into a dragon?
I changed it. I made some little legs. It's a dragon.
You didn't make any.
And
legs.
I said, if I had numerous dragons, I will be the queen of dragons, the Khaleesi. Which functions both as a good joke, a good play on my name, and also a reference to the popular HBO television series Game of Thrones. Because I didn't get that. No one got that joke. The Khaleesi, because my name's Lucien.
So that's a type of dragon, yeah?
No, not in the slightest. The Khaleesi is the name of the dragon queen, Daenerys. Her official title is. All of her supporters, they go, Khaleesi. She goes, I am the breaker of chains. And she goes, shit, all the slaves are freed. She is a wonderful character. She's my favorite character of the show, Emilia Clarke. I probably have a picture of her here. I have some Game of Thrones character pictures here somewhere now in my Bluetooth folder. Or in the folder posters, etc. Where is my posters, etc. folder? Here we go, there she is. That's the Khaleesi.
Prove it.
I can't prove it. Do you know what Valor Morghulis means? It means all men must die.
Is she that one who was brought by that big boss
chieftain dude, and then she was
sexual. That's
and then she had this dragon in her hand and John Burke.
I know, I'll tell you this, I think you said before you'd seen that you saw the last scene in the first season where she like gives birth to the dragons and then there's all this fire. Yeah, that's her, yeah. That's her. But she's like, she's the only character in Game of Thrones, her and her kind of group, that never interact with any of the other characters. Like, it's really weird. Like, she has never been in the same scene as the other stars of the show. It's a very weird show like that. The characters never meet each other. What happened on Game of Thrones this week? Spoiler! Game of Thrones spoiler! What happened this week? There was a, the slaves killed some people, and then, that creepy guy, what's his name,
Did the small people do anything?
No, that was a one-off thing.
Did they do anything new? Like, were there any more small people?
No, of course not.
Why?
Well, not except for Peter Dinklage. I mean, Peter Dinklage was in it again. He was in, Jaime visited, Tyrion in his cell, and was like, I know you didn't kill whatever the fuck his name is, the guy who died, Joffrey. And Joffrey is such a horrible dude. The actor is from Cork, and he says that he's never going to. The actor who played Joffrey, he's from Cork, Jack Gleeson. He said he's never acting again.
Oh, I think he's from Cork. Like,
no, he's from Cork. And he says he's never going to act ever again. He's just going to. He's studying philosophy in Trinity. He's a cool dude. Anyway. And, yeah, Jack Gleason's great, but.
Prove it.
Yes, I will prove it. Anyway, the,
Does my hair smell weird?
Game of Thrones wasn't that interesting this week, so I'm not gonna. Oh, and the White Walker stole the baby. That was pretty fun. I can't tell.
His legs are smelling.
That's nice. Let's have a look at some Snapchat stories. For the first time in ages, I don't have a Snapchat story up today. I didn't have a chance to make one.
There are some Snapchat stories on
we have today. Two cars outside my house now.
It's just Snapchat stories. Stories.
What?
No stories.
Oh, there were. Owen had one and David had one.
No, they're not there anymore.
Yeah, they were. They were there when I woke up this morning. Look.
Not there for me.
Well, they were. There was David talking about my. He was like, oh, no, don't. We're recording, so you can't. Yeah, I did, and it froze, so I left it. Killian. Oh, Killian was the one who had a R.I.P. Bayern Munich. And then Owens was how to David. There you go. It's Killian's. Not that exciting. You see Owens won yesterday with Phelan. I didn't like that. I think that's bullying. You can't take pictures of people without the permission to be.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. That's a weird picture. When did he take that? That's in the PE hall. The green.
Ages ago.
And then, is Owens looking yesterday? Oh, it must be. Yeah. can only take a screen grab if my phone freezes. So I was trying to make my phone freeze. I opened up like 50 applications and I was like shaking it. And I'm like, please freeze so I can take a screen grab. And it wouldn't. It was going 10, 9. So there's nothing I can do.
Screen grab at the same time.
I can't. Look. See?
You hold it with the hand.
Oh god, see? This thing pops up. It's impossible to do. You need to press down both buttons and the phone just turns off.
You can hold it with your left hand. It's easy.
No, it won't work.
So
if, but if you press these two buttons down, all the because your phone is different to mine. You have a different phone. If you press down both these buttons.
It's the exact same thing.
It does. I know it does.
Huh?
I don't know. My phone, I've tried so many different ways and it just doesn't work. I'm not going to do it while we're recording because I don't want this to break. I'll do it sometime when I'm not using the apps and I can do whatever I want. Anyway, why don't you get a screen grab of it?
Huh?
You get a screen grab of the Phelan knife. Because I want to show it to Kian. It's not that funny or anything, but I want to show it to Kian when he gets back. I can't because he's away for 2 days. I could send it to him, but he's not on Snapchat. Because, well, he don't have a proper phone. Well, actually, he does have a proper phone. I guess our phones aren't proper phones. They're not phones. They're like computers. They're fucking tablets. Kian has an actual phone that functions as a phone. Oh, so loud. So much loudness. So what else is there to talk about? What would I have talked about on this episode had the Star Wars not occurred? I'm trying to remember. Oh yes, Jimmy and Luke election is coming back. Remember that? 2 years ago we did the election. So since 2012, since May 2012, Kian has been the honorary... the honorary president. Actually, that doesn't make any sense. If he was the honorary president, then he wouldn't have won a... He wouldn't have won an election. So he's the president of the Jimmy and Luke show.
He's the president. Why has he been here currently?
Well, he doesn't have to be. The president doesn't turn up everywhere. He's just the honorary president, and he's involved in all major decisions. I don't know. It's a stupid title, but the election's the fun part. So we're doing a new one now, 2 years later. You can vote for me. You can vote for Jimmy. You can vote for Michael. You can vote for Johnny. You can vote for Kian. Or you can vote for Dean. I am blue. You are red.
I don't like people are red.
Johnny is...
blue. You are red.
No, that defeats my entire scheme.
I am blue. You are red.
No. Okay. No. You are red. Johnny is red. Alright, fine. Wait, I'm not gonna be red. Fuck. Well, that ruins the whole system, but anyway, Kian is gonna be green. Michael is going to be orange. No, Dean is orange. No. Dean isn't in the election. There's no room for Dean. Johnny is going to be yellow. Michael is orange. Yes. And Dean isn't in the election.
You said Johnny was orange.
Well, what? Johnny is orange. Yeah, I made a mistake. Michael's orange. Johnny's yellow. Will I put Dean in? If I put Dean in, I have to put another... No. Well, what color would Dean be? Purple. All right, Dean is purple. It's fine.
The colors don't really give a matter the fuck, anyway.
Well, they do, because I'm going to design election posters with the colors, anyway. So. You'll be able to vote as of this Friday, or maybe even today. Just for a safe, I'll say from Friday. On jimmyandluke.info/vote. That's jimmyandluke.info/vote. You can also vote on our Facebook page. No, not on the computer. You can vote on our Facebook page or on our website. So jimmyandluke.info, there will be a poll. jimmyandluke.info/vote, there will be a big poll. You can vote for one of us. You can vote as many times as you want. And the winner will be decided on May the
6th.
21st. No. Wait, the 23rd is a Friday, 22nd is Thursday, 19th? I'm gonna guess the 19th. Yeah, the 19th of May we'll announce the winner on that episode. And then that Friday, Days of Future Past comes out, yay! Oh, James, there was a new Godzilla trailer yesterday, and in it, there's a fucking flying thing. There's a stupid flying thing in Godzilla now. There's another thing, and it's flying. Another flying kaiju. And that sucks, I don't want that.
What?
It ruins the entire movie.
What does it look like?
It's like a fucking galot or one of those flying dinosaurs called.
That's
whatever.
It's probably Mothra.
Yeah, it's Mothra.
So Mothra's like the coolest thing ever.
I don't want Mothra.
Love Mothra.
I just want to go to see
he's
a movie
a great Godzilla
with Bryan Cranston running around shouting and Godzilla going, "Rawr, Godzilla." I don't want to see Mothra going, "I'm a Mothra."
You're flying like this around
Godzilla's head. And it shows Godzilla going, "Mothra." And they're going, "This is going to turn into Transformers, and I hate Transformers."
Ow.
Because it's stupid, and I only want one monster, and then the humans. I don't want two. If it's two monsters, it turns into Transformers.
What?
Or Pacific Rim.
If there's no monster, Godzilla would just die at the end of the movie. I don't want Godzilla to die at the end of the movie.
I don't want Godzilla to die, but I want everyone else to die. I want Godzilla to kill everyone. I want it to be the Godzilla.
Mothra comes in and Godzilla.
Wait, is Mothra help everyone?
Mothra is bad, but then he starts going.
Okay. Is Mothra not a woman? Well, okay, two things. A, I'm disappointed that Mothra's in the movie, but B, I'm even more disappointed that they put Mothra in the trailers, because why the fuck would they spoil it for everyone? They haven't revealed it all along, and now it's in the trailer. Why didn't they just save it for the movie and have a big twist? They obviously realized it wasn't tracking well for the box office. They were like, we have to put something that flies, or no one will go to see it. It sucks, but I would have liked to be surprised by Mothra, but anyway.
They should
put Godzuki in it too.
Godzuki.
You know who Godzuki is?
I've heard of the
American cartoons in the 70s. It was like Godzilla's, no one knows what relation he is to Godzilla. He's either his nephew or his son or like a childhood friend of his. And he's like, Godzuki! And they like walk around together and Godzuki's really tiny and stuff. It's really funny.
What's that turtle called?
A turtle? In what? In
Japanese turtle.
Oh, I don't know.
They fly around.
Turtle man.
Oh, no.
What are we doing at 9 o'clock? Where are we going?
Driving.
Yeah, no, where are we going?
I don't know.
Alright. Magneto! This is a shitty poster.
Who?
Magneto.
Who?
Magneto.
It's Magneto.
They're both Magneto.
Who is Magneto, though?
Both of them.
I know, but who is Magneto?
Magneto is Eric something or other. I don't remember his surname. But look, this is a shitty poster. Look, there's a stupid wave.
That's the same cloud, you idiots.
It's like a wave.
Those are the clouds.
McKellen has, like, look up here.
Sentinels.
Sentinels up there, right? You see the sentinels from the future?
Yeah.
Those are all sentinels. But then, like, it transitions into this, like, stupid wave.
That's not a wave.
Alright, well, it looks like a wave from far away. I don't like that poster. You know what I don't like even more, though? Is that they haven't put Patrick Stewart in any posters. Professor X, Storm.
Yeah.
Professor X just shares a poster with Storm. Where the fuck is old Professor X? He's in the movie, too. Like, he's barely on any of these posters.
Ow, I should never go that close to your mouth.
No, you shouldn't. But I'll find you a poster now that he's on. Because he's on a couple of posters, right? I'll find a poster now that old Professor X is on.
What are you doing?
On your phone.
You pick the weirdest times to do these matters.
Please leave my gloves alone. I'm trying to find a picture of old Professor X from Days of Future Past.
This is extremely difficult. I'm probably almost there now. Wait for it. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
He's on this one. He's actually bigger than Magneto on this one, right? But he's not on any of his own posts. monsters. And there's the ship. Yeah, there's some suggestions. Lightning! Storm looks really stupid. It looks like fucking Tinkerbell.
She's Tinkerbell.
She does look like Tinkerbell. I don't know if you know, unless you got, wait, any others? That's a really cool poster. I love that poster. That's it. That's all the X-Men posters. So anyway. Alright, that's the end of this episode. So, thank you for tuning in. You can go to buzzhub.info for all the Star Wars Episode 7 news. You can see that picture we were talking about. In fact, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you can see it on Buzzhub. Visit our website, jimmyandluke.info, to vote in the Jimmy Luke election. You can get all of our past episodes. I am now archiving all of our episodes from Season 3. So you'll be able to listen to them all, because for now you can only listen to the last couple. So you can listen to all our episodes from Season 3, jimmyandluke.info. And we will be back this Friday with a special episode live from a mountain. Is that not true? We'll be recording an episode on a mountain, I assume.
That is not true.
That would be so. Why? Why isn't it true?
Because we'll be recording an episode on our way down from a mountain.
Why wouldn't we be doing it on a mountain?
Who knows?
Well, if like Phelan goes like far enough away, then maybe we could do an episode. It would be fun. We could go around and talk to people. I don't know. So we'll be doing that on Friday, mountain episode. Check it out, jimmyluke.info on Friday.
Did
you know? Or on iTunes.
That's why I put it on the
That's good. School. Yeah. Wait, are we going out the barn away? No. Because I can get off at my house then. Because I'd have to walk home otherwise, and I'll be tired as fuck. You can find us on Twitter, twitter.com/JimmyLukeShow. We have the new Twitter layout. I finally got it for all my accounts.
Prove it.
I can't. And you know what my header image on my...
You can't prove it, then I don't believe it.
My header image on my personal Twitter is currently the Star Wars cast image that I had, so...
I've never been able to prove it, so I'll never...
I can show it to you later. Facebook.com/JimmyAndLuke, JimmyLuke.tumblr.com. We're actually on Tumblr.
Google and prove it.
Google Draw, Google Plus, search for us on Google Plus. We have an official Google Plus page. It's verified. And JimmyLuke.info, it's the website. Leave us a review on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.
I don't know.
He's going where? Running. Okay. This is a fucking long ass episode.
Why is it taking forever for the...
To what? I know, yeah. Because I don't know, we're getting in early, the bell's ringing later. Just the other day, I recorded a new intro, because I was... The original intro was...
I thought we just ended
tonight's,
it.
No, tonight's guests are Dean, Kian, and... No, the original intro was, tonight's guests are Dean! Now, feature, and I edited Johnny and Kian. And what I've done now is that the automatic one is Dean, Johnny, and Kian. So instead of now having to record their names every time they're on, I just delete their names whenever they're not on. But today, none of them were on, so I'll just delete everyone's names. Oh, no, we're doing the Star Wars anyway. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is a different intro to usual. The normal intro, back on Friday. See you then. Thank you for listening. Oh, hello. Welcome to the Jimmy Luke Show. Hello, welcome to the Jimmy Luke Show, episode 116.
Wait. Well, that's what you think about this.
We'll be talking about all of our latest Star Wars news, as well as the... Oh, fuck off. Goodbye.